Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Yo, we're back. Korzenowski back. We're going to be owned by Amy Koch very soon. But first, a new candidate entered the race, I think it was yesterday, and she did it with a bang. Here's her video going after our governor a little bit.
Think of how easy it would be to be a damn Republican. Oh, what should I wear today? This stupid freaking red hat.
Donald Trump's Gestapo is scooping folks up off the streets.
My country's being stolen by fascists and Nazis.
Enough. I've had enough of the hate and enough of the lies and enough of Tim Walz dividing Minnesotans to cover up his failures. Let's be real. Tim Walz doesn't just disagree with us. He hates us. He's more focused on attacking President Trump than on fixing Minnesota. I grew up right here. Mom worked at a bank. Dad drove a bus. We went to church on Sundays, worked hard. Families were thriving. We believed in Minnesota. Now, too many homes boarded up. Too many families living in fear of crime and rising costs. Drugs flooding our streets, taxes through the roof, and a governor more worried about pleasing the far left than doing what's actually right. He blew the surplus, raised taxes, let fraud run wild. He attacked ICE and gave free health care to illegal immigrants. That's not leadership, that's betrayal. But Minnesotans don't give up. We fight for what's right. That's why I ran for school board, to give parents a voice. Why I led Republicans in the House to stop Walz's reckless spending and radical agenda. And I'll always fight to make sure girls' spaces are for girls, not men in dresses. Because our daughters deserve fairness, and our families deserve freedom. I'll never bow to the radical mob, and I'll never apologize for standing up for common sense. My mom taught me something simple. You can complain, or you can do something. And I've never been one to sit on the sidelines. I fought Walz's fraud, his waste, his attacks on our freedom, and I'm not done yet.
I'm Lisa Daymuth, and I'm running for governor because Minnesota's worth fighting for. Let's fire Tim Walz and take our state back.
Me, and we're joined by Amy Koch, American politician and former majority leader of the Minnesota Senate, and one of my favorite guests. I guess, you know, she had really had a reputation in the legislature of working together with Melissa Hortman and others and being fairly, you know, different on policies, but she's kind of coming out and she's she's dropping the gauntlet, the Trump gauntlet. Does that surprise you, or did you expect something like that?
Well, you know, she mentions Trump, but I think in the entire video, she mentioned Walz about, 50 times.
Right.
And I think, I mean, it's smart, right? She's kind of coming out with really strong remarks. And I'm like, this is why it's anytime you're running against a two-term incumbent like that, you have to come out with, like, an argument for why should we be changing horses midstream? Or why should we be switching? Not even midstream, like down the road, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yep. And so it's this was an entry that we have talked about, Steve, for a while. And would she or wouldn't she? And she jumped in this week. So this race just got a lot hotter. That's what I'll say.
So do you think so? The other nominees, as I got it, is Scott Jensen, Dr. Scott Jensen, the U.S. Army veteran Kendall Qualls, and Representative Christine Robbins. Is it fair to say that, I've got to get my phone. I don't know what happened there. That Christy Robbins was maybe the GOP favorite, but now it is it maybe Demeth? What are your thoughts?
Well, you know, the endorsement is always a little tougher needle to thread, and I don't know that Kristen was the front runner there. She certainly was a strong general election candidate, right? The one that could win. She's demonstrated one in the suburbs. A stronger candidate. Plus, Kendall Qualls and Doc Jansen had run before, and Dr. Jensen had lost by 8 points. So there was a sort of like somebody new. But now with Speaker Damothin, you've got higher name ID, you've got a demonstrated fundraising ability, and also she's just an A candidate, right? She's really polished, she's really smart, she's really knowledgeable on all issues. I will say Christine Robbins, has as the chair of Fraud, Waste, and Abuse, has a good platform there. But really, the speaker has had a front row seat for all of these things that she was talking about, right? Whether it's all the fraud discussions and the budget discussions and raising taxes and all the policy disagreements that they had when it comes to healthcare for illegal immigrants, all of those things, she was at the front of, she was at front and center debating and arguing and negotiating with Governor Walz. And so she'll be able to really speak strongly to those things in areas that he's probably more vulnerable than he's been in his last two races.
Yeah, I agree with that. But I get kind of a kick out of it, really, because it's just so ridiculous. And she says, Walls is dividing us while we're not. Well, it's kind of hard to argue that Trump isn't dividing everybody, right? And this is just Walls kind of coming back at him. I mean, but I guess, she has the right to say it. I mean, she played that video of him saying that. He said it, right? Now, if he was Trump, he'd deny saying it. But at least Walls is going to admit that he said it. I mean, saying she's really kind of to come. She's coming out. That's really going to appeal to obviously the Trump voters in our state, which there's a fair amount of them. Obviously, he lost the state only by a couple of points. But what about, like you said, some of these other Republicans? Do you think that they are going to be turned off by the message that she came out with first?
Well, that's the needle that anyone has to thread, right? There's not enough Republicans. There's not enough even Trump Republicans or independents to win in the state. It's just, he's made strong runs. He's spent money here. So what you have to do is sort of get those folks and then not, and then also pick up those disaffected Republicans, pick up independents, pick up some moderate Democrats, and do it in a really smart way. Now, I will say on the Trump issue, Speaker Damothin has been really sharp in a lot of press conferences. Anything that he kind of says on a national level or things at federal where there's news making, she was really, I think, correct in saying to the press, look, if it affects the state, I will comment on it. But if it doesn't, I'm just not going to. I'm staying focused on state issues. And if she can keep on that message throughout this campaign, I think it will bode well. I think it's a really smart tech to take anyway.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Agreed. Yeah. Let me ask you another question here. Given that there's two seats up for grabs, the first seat in Eastern Twin Cities suburbs opened when former DFL Senator Nicole Mitchell resigned after a jury found her guilty of burglary, and the other one is in the rural areas west of the metro after 75-year-old Senator Bruce Anderson, a Republican from Buffalo, died in July. Are either one of those seats a close call, or are both of those seats, or one of those seats? I guess what I'm wondering is, I think we know when Michelle Hortman's seat went up, it was pretty obvious that a Democrat was going to win it. Is it the same case in the district from which DFL Senator Nicole Mitchell is now resigned? Is that up for grabs?
The Wright County one, that's my district, and that is not up for grabs. That's Michael Holmstrom. He will win. That is Republican.
Yes.
The Woodbury seat, you know, I thought, I kind of had a question in my head because of all the scandal around Senator Mitchell and the DFL really sort of like her hanging around for a year and a half and all kind of the ugly stories. And was the DFL, should they have been stronger in saying you need to step down? And then eventually, finally, she did after a year and a half and a conviction. And I thought that might be more in play. I haven't really seen it, I'll be honest. You know, anything can happen as special, but it does seem like the current state rep, Hemmingson Yeager, is going to cruise to a DFLer is going to cruise to victory there.
So these elections aren't going to tip the scales in the Senate.
No, we'll be dead even. We'll be same. It'll be 34-33 in the Senate, DFL, and 67-67 in the House.
Yeah, pretty amazing. Yeah. Seems like I had one more question here, if I can remember it, but I can't. So I appreciate you joining us, and we'll see what happens. Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
Yeah, everybody. Oh,
I got one.
Watching
today. I remember what I was going to say. This is kind of a viewpoint that I have on a lot of things. For example, you might remember years ago when Adrian Peterson was caught, you know, hitting his child with a switch, right? And
yes.
And I was then on 1500, and I got into a big debate with my then radio partner Jim Suhan, and I said, you know what, if Adrian Peterson is not going to be convicted by our Justice Department, and he's going to be allowed to be free, saying you didn't break any laws, why should he be suspended from playing football? I always said at least he's away from his children when he's playing football, and he's making money to care for his children. Why should the NFL or any professional sports league be meting out justice? And I kind of feel the same way in politics. When Nicole Mitchell was charged, this comes from the lawyer in me. She was charged, but she wasn't convicted. And I would have said this if she was a Republican. I think if you're charged with a crime, you should be able to defend yourself and see whether it comes true or not. Now, if you want to resign, like the legislator who was caught in a sting, you know, trying to date, you know, underage women, he knew he was going to be forced to resign, and he chose to. He probably didn't want to be in public. But how do you feel about that? I mean, I didn't have a problem with Nicole Mitchell staying, and I wouldn't have had a problem if she was a Republican and stayed. But once she was convicted, that's a different story.
Yeah, so, you know, it's really, you're asking the person, right, who I have a general, I tend to lean more in your direction, Steve, in that these are humans, they're going to make mistakes, and if it is not impacting their job, you know, what are we doing, right? Are we expecting perfection for people in an imperfect, well, we're all, you know, sort of like those in glass houses shouldn't throw stones. I will say in certain areas, though, and in this case, I felt like, with Senator Mitchell, there was a victim in that, and it was not her. It was her stepmother,
mm-hmm.
and frankly, the Detroit Lakes Police, who were, you know, we would have us believe that she was caught all in black. She explained that she was a state senator. There was, you know, she was telling us it was a confused, you know, with dementia stepmother, and that law enforcement took her to jail anyway. That was just stretched the bounds of believability. I do think that there's kind of a spectrum there, and when you dug into that case, it was pretty ugly. And so it's kind of judgment call. And ultimately, in the end, the voters get to decide. I mean, you know, if someone decides not to resign, well, then the voters get to kind of decide if they're going to remove them or let them keep serving.
Absolutely. And you're right. You're kind of pointing to there were some uncontested facts that
there were some just,
you know, she was trying to explain them, but she never came out and said, I didn't break in.
Well,
I wasn't in the house.
She lied.
Yeah, she did.
Ridiculous.
Yeah, that's what, well, Amy, thanks for joining us. I'm sure we'll talk again in the future.
Yeah, I would love to. Thanks, Steve. Yeah, okay. Have a great day. Happy election day, everyone.
Yeah, you too. Happy election day. When we come back, why Halloween is fast becoming one of my favorite.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.